Follow us on Twitter at HurtWords3. Same thing on Instagram at HurtWords3. Shoot us an email, HurtWords@gmail.com. And subscribe and share on YouTube. HurtWords Podcast. Look us up. Now, I want to get into something I saw yesterday that was kind of like, that's really weird, man. But I was looking through some stuff and I saw a video, a link to a video, and it said something about a priest slaps a kid. Now, this priest was like either just mental or drunk because the kid was screaming, right? And this guy was not comforting the kid at all. He was like holding him awkward. He was telling him stuff in his ear. He even slapped him very aggressively and was like almost trying to pull the kid out of his parents' arms. It was just really weird. Fuck that guy. Oh my god. It's just, oh, I don't know. It just made me very uncomfortable. It's just like, what the fuck? If I was that dad, like I said in the previous recording, I would have fucking, nah. Like I said in the previous recording, he still probably would have liked it. Nah, I would have punched him in the fucking face, though. I really would have pushed him in the punched him in the fucking face. That's weird, man. I don't fucking slap my kid. I slap you, you fucking bitch. But it's just weird. There's a lot of weird stuff going on. A lot of people are still not waking up. You know, I don't hear anybody talking about 5G technology, which is really bad for us. Really bad. And nobody's talking about it. It's aggravating. Trump just came out with the Space Force. Holy shit. I was telling Rim, like, how do you think he's going to do it? How do you think he's going to do it? Is he just going to come out and say, all right, America, here it is. And then just like UFOs just pop up out of nowhere. I mean, then they wouldn't be UFOs. But, because, I mean, by then, they'd have a name, so they'd be identified. I'm just making things complicated. But, yeah, fucking Space Force, man. That's crazy, because I remember a few years back, or being actually, you know, even being a little younger, hearing about Solar Warden. Basically, a Space Force, this guy hacked into, I believe it was NASA, and stumbled upon a list of, I believe the term was off-world officers. So does that mean, you know, we have aliens, extraterrestrials helping out? Or is it just mean off-world because they're literally off-world, you know, they're in space? Who knows what they mean by that? But yeah, so I've always kind of felt like a space program like that has probably existed for a very long time. It's just probably been in the dark with a lot of other things. Which brings me to my next point. I understand why everything would be computer generated, but like, how come there's just never any real pictures of space? I mean, real pictures of space, just raw, unedited pictures of space. Every time you see space, it's computer generated images for some weird fucking reason. And the only reason, or not the only reason, like I said, there's plenty of variables, because I see it from both sides. But if you don't know, then you don't know. And I don't know, and that's why I'm just wondering. Why? Is it because there's the things in space that they don't want the general public to see in live feeds and, you know, pictures of space? Maybe there's just too much to edit out, you know? Maybe there's just stuff up there they really don't want us to see. But, you know, I could see why everything is computer generated. Imagery. I can't honestly think of any right now because I'm kind of too hurt and really sleepy still. But, I mean, why? There's just so many questions. And I feel like they can be answered with simple answers. I mean, either we do or we don't. That's all I'm saying. But anyway, Solar Warden and this Space War thing, I'm pretty excited. I'm excited to see what other technologies or technological advancements we're going to get to see in our lifetime. Who knows what they had suppressed. It has to be just, oh my God, just a treasure trove of suppressed technologies. And, medical breakthroughs that just, you know, if it's not gonna make money, you know, put it away. But yeah, that's pretty fucking badass. I love space. If I could try out for that Space Force, I mean, I know I can. I know I won't be able to make it. That's what I'm saying. I'm just not. I can admit that. It's not because I'm giving up. It's just, I know I wouldn't pass the physical. I have too many medical conditions. Real medical conditions. Not because I'm a scaredy cat or weak-minded, you know, like some of the left. I actually have injuries. I've seen specialists for, especially in my right shoulder. I still need to go get checked out because, to be completely honest with you, my right arm goes numb. I can feel it on the outside part of my arm, you know, the right side of your pinky, just all that right side. Going up. It's weird. But I just fucking deal with it. That's another side note. I'm just getting into fucking randomness. And I keep saying and but, just really elongated. And I'm sorry. I'm really just getting used to hearing my own voice in the headset on this new mic. It's going to take me a while. Just bear with me. I promise you I'll get better at just fucking coming in and chopping it up with you guys. But see, I did it again. But I think it's just something that you're just going to have to fucking deal with, because it's going to take me a while to break that habit. I'm going to take a hit real quick. So bear with me. Another thing, I'm just saying whatever thought is in my head at the time, but I prefer hardware over software. You know what? I'm lying. I like them both. It just depends. It just depends. Yeah, it just depends. Sorry, I'm just bitching. I'm just complaining. But now they both have their pros and cons. Yeah, they both have their pros and cons. Anyways, it's not too early. It's not too late. It's midday. No, it's not even midday. It's still morning. So hopefully you guys are having a good morning and you're enjoying the podcast, because finally you can hear us properly. So, like, the one main thing I'm glad about. The only thing that sucks, if you listen to the updates, we're having merging problems when it comes to being able to record two mics simultaneously. But we just need an interface. I'll be getting that next week. I don't like to ask for handouts or anything, but if you would like to donate, send us an email or a message, because we are low budget, and it just takes a while, because, you know, you got bills and life and entertainment. You take your family out too and things like that. So, but next week, hopefully, I'll order it on Amazon. Hopefully, it'll come in one day. Even though I fucking hate Amazon. Anyways, yeah, hopefully, next week, we'll see what happens. I'm going to try to do it. Hopefully, it works out. And we can live stream and record on the Anchor app, instead of having her to do it all fucking complicated and shit. Sorry, I had to stretch and pop the shoulder, the bad shoulder. It pops a lot. I'm actually thinking about maybe rolling up a J. I'm debating, because I really just wanted to come on, talk about a few things, and at the same time get a feel for using a mic like this. But anyways, instead of doing that, I'll just get the bubbler. Do the bubbler. It's faster. You know what? Since it's morning, this is what we're going to do. Since you're with me, let's go about my daily routine. So this is what I do. I wake up, I have a cup of coffee, same time, I chief. This is only if it's my day off. If I gotta go to work, I just get up, go to work. I don't fucking drink coffee, eat breakfast, nothing. None of that shit. I come outside, drink my coffee, smoke. I like to check out the news. So I go to where I get my news from. I won't say. And I read just the headlines. But for the most part, I go through a lot of these. And I'm just going to read these headlines to you out loud as I'm reading them. And whatever headline strikes me, we'll get into. So here goes the first one. Video: Muslim passenger rages at stewardess over turkey sandwich. Quote, stupid, oh my God, I'm so hurt. Stupid fucking bitch. It's reportedly what he told her. Let's see. Migrant activist disappears. Moroccan trucker arrested. That's somebody advocating for migrants. And she was, probably killed by a migrant. Just sad. Deranged. Leftists are blaming Trump for the 2016 abuses at immigrant detention center. Facility opened in 2007. Today when I woke up and I checked everything, I could have sworn it was 2018. And I could have sworn also 2 years back Trump won the presidency. That was 2016. 2016, 2017, 2018 don't sound like 2007 to me. Says, watch live. Trump signs executive order cleaning up Obama's cages. You know what? Let's go somewhere else. Let's go somewhere else. This is what we're going to do. That was weird. That was really weird. Supreme's deal blow to Amazon Web. Oh, shit. Let's check this out. It's the Associated Press. Okay, well, we'll still read it. It says, the Supreme Court says states can force online shoppers to pay sales tax. Sorry, guys. Excuse me. The 5-4 ruling Thursday is a win for states who said they were losing out on billions of dollars annually under two decades old Supreme Court decisions that impact online sales tax collections. The High Court ruled Thursday to overturn those decisions. They had resulted in some companies not collecting sales tax on every online purchase. The cases the court overturned said that if a business was shipping a product to a state where it didn't have a physical presence, such as a warehouse or office, the business didn't have to collect the state's sales tax. Customers were generally supposed to pay the tax to the state themselves if they don't get charged it, but the vast majority didn't. Well, yeah, of course, because they don't fucking tell you. If you're not aware. Justice Anthony Kennedy wrote that the previous decisions were flawed. Each year, the physical presence rule becomes further removed from economic reality, and the result is significant revenue losses to the state. These critiques underscore that the physical presence rule, both as first formulated and as applied today, is an incorrect interpretation of the Commerce Clause, he wrote. In addition to being a win for states, the ruling is also a win for large retailers who argued the physical presence rule was unfair. Retailers including Apple, Macy's, Target, and Walmart, which have brick and mortar stores nationwide, generally collect sales tax from their customers who buy online. That's because they typically have a physical store in whatever state the purchase is being shipped to. Amazon.com, with its network of warehouses, also collects sales tax in every state that charges it, although third-party sellers who use the site to sell goods don't have to. That's weird. But sellers that only have a physical presence in a single state or a few states could avoid charging customer sales tax when they're shipping to addresses outside those states. Online sellers that don't charge sales tax on goods shipped to every state range from jewelry websites, Blue Nile, to pet product sites, Chewy.com, to clothing retailer L.L. Bean. Sellers who use eBay and Etsy, which provide platforms for smaller sellers who aren't required to collect sales tax nationwide. The case the court ruled it has to do with the law passed by South Dakota in 2016. South Dakota's governor said his state lost out on an estimated $50 million a year in sales tax that doesn't get collected by out-of-state sellers, lawmakers in the state, which has no income tax, passed a law designed to directly challenge the Supreme Court's 1992 decision. The law required out-of-state sellers who do more than $100,000 worth of business in the states or more than 200 transactions annually with the state with state residents to collect sales tax and turn it over to the state. South Dakota wanted out of the state retailers to begin collecting the tax and sued several of them. All right, well, good for you, South Dakota. Sorry about that, guys. I got a little boring at the end, but it's interesting to me. So, let's see what we got. They got Trump on the Time magazine, and it's Trump looking at that little girl crying. It says, "Welcome to America." Wow. Wow. That picture was taken when Obama was in office. You fucking dumb motherfuckers. It should be that little girl and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. All right? And the Democrats. Not Trump. That's fucking bullshit. If you buy into mainstream media and shit like that, very weak-minded. I'm not afraid to say it. It's not because you don't agree with what I say. It's just because you don't even take the chance into giving alternative thought. The ABC falsely reports Manafort guilty of manslaughter. What the fuck? What? Oh, Oh, yeah, see, look, there it's here, too, right here, headline. Outrage over Trump's detention centers, but they're actually Obama's. Yeah, I just, yes, you dumb motherfuckers. Swear, man, I get so mad. I get mad. I'm not going to fucking hit my mic or anything because we just got it, but I get mad. I really get mad. Let's see. Oh my gosh, Roger Stone. Possible I'll be indicted. Let's check that shit out. What's going on with you, Roger Stone? Man, it sucks. It sucks, man. It's all going to be framed. I mean, false. Roger Stone said Thursday that it's possible he'll be indicted by special counsel Robert Mueller. King Mueller. Lord Mueller, right? Fuck that guy. I acknowledge it is a possibility, Stone said in an interview on Hill.tv's Rising. Stone, however, pushed back that he is concerned about being charged, noting that would suggest culpability. Some of Stone's contacts during the 2016 presidential race have attracted scrutiny, including his communications with WikiLeaks and most recently an undisclosed meeting with the Russian who offered dirt on Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton. The investigation, he said, has also made it difficult for him to talk to the president, who Stone says has likely been advised by his lawyers not to talk to him until the dust settles. I'm sure that his lawyers have advised him that until this whole matter with the Russia collusion is settled, Stone said, noting that they talk from time to time. I'm sure his lawyers have advised him not to contact me. Stone previously said he could be indicted in May. Stone said that, and Stone also said in previous interviews, because you can find, Roger Stone has jobs. He has a job. He says it all the time. He's not going to go down without a fight. And it's just sad to see the level of corruption going on in not only America, but the world. And it's just blatantly obvious that it's whatever drives the narrative, keeps the narrative alive. And all that is the ultimate goal of depopulation and global enslavement, one world government, everything they're planning to roll out, put into play. That's what it's for. I just wish people enjoyed being alive. I love being alive. Let's check out some more stuff. Pre-selected for a loan. No, thank you. No, thank you. Famous gorilla Coco, who could do sign language, dead at 46. I remember Coco from a long time ago. They would talk about her every now and then on the different channels. Nat Geo. Discovery. Ow. That fucking hurt. It's like a slingshot hit me. Flight hell. Terrified passengers vomit as cabin fills with mist. That's terrifying. Dang, that's crazy. The longest day. Cash is king. 1 month. Treasury bills compete with S&P payouts. FBI counter spies under fire after disclosure of political. No fucking shit, right? No shit. Wow. Fox agrees to hire Disney bid. Let's check a look at that. Check a look at that. Let's take a look at that. My God. Go to the article. 21st Century Fox agrees to hire offer from Disney. Disney to pay more and add a cash component. Fox calls PAC superior to Comcast bid. Wow. I didn't even know this was going on. Walt Disney raised its offer to purchase most of 21st Century Fox for more than $71.3 billion in cash. Jesus Christ. I'm surprised Jeff Bezos hasn't bought anything else with all his money. Wow. You know that's weird. You know, just got Whole Foods a while back. Surprised he hasn't bought anything else. Or maybe it's because, you know, Trump's watching you now, asshole. Sorry, guys. I lost where I was at. Oh, $71.3 billion in cash and stock, topping an unsolicited offer from rival Comcast Corp and escalating the bidding war for the coveted media properties. So not going to like... you have to subscribe to read the full story. So I'm only going to read to like where it cuts off. Disney's new offer is higher than its original deal, $52.4 billion in stock, and surpasses Comcast's all-cash offer of roughly $65 billion. In addition to having the higher offer, Disney said it also has a regulatory advantage over Comcast in winning a company to help it fight back against. Don't know, because you have to subscribe to the Wall Street Journal, and I don't want to. Warning about sex assaults on planes. What airline knows about guy in seat 14C? I don't know what's going on there. Should we check it out? Let's check it out. What are they talking about? Oh, okay. It's talking about personal information in the flight. Now y'all care about personal information? Google and Facebook and Twitter, they sell your information. YouTube, they sell your information. There's nothing you can do about it. Because you know how they get you? Because you sign that agreement that allows them to. But it's your information that they make money off of. So you should be making money off of your data, your own data, whatever data you put out there. Video, audio, DNA, genetic information, anything. Let's see. Tests. Face scans for travelers at airport. I believe that. If you just go to a Walmart. You go to a Walmart, they have that section where you can self-checkout. In that self-checkout area, there's a TV displayed. And it's just tracking everything, all types of movement. It's crazy. Face scanning, I mean, I believe it. I mean, I've seen it for myself. When you go to Walmart and you use those self-checkout things, you're on camera at those little pay things too. It's just scanning your face. It just... Walmart sells that information in China. Just like people who use Apple. Apple is probably one of the worst ones because they're going to China. They're selling out to China. They're not American anymore. New York City's crumbling subway system falling in on itself. That is terrifying. Let's see what else we got. Facebook taking everything. Rising rents drive out Silicon Valley families. Huh. There's not much interesting from here. Let's see. Birds singing same song for a millennium. That's awesome. Man crushed to death by coffin at mother's funeral. Oh my God, that's awful. Shock video. Woman drinks dog's urine to cure acne. What? Why would you do that? Japanese worker punished for starting lunch 3 minutes early. Let's see. Netanyahu wife indicted for fraud. Smuggler abandoned 6-year-old in Arizona desert. Wow. Smuggler abandoned 6-year-old in blazing desert heat. Wow, you know, that fucking pisses me off. That really pisses me off, man. How can these people send their kids with people they don't fucking know and trust them? It's really just out on a whim, right? Because they know it too. They know they can get caught and what can happen. They know that they could get a coyote that's just like, fuck you, give me your money, and I'm going to kill all of you. Or fuck you, give me your money, and they just abandon them in the desert, and they're fucked. I mean, there's just plenty of ways they can get fucked. And they know this, and they still come into the country, and they still send their kids just with faith alone. Just, oh, no, no. Look at this. Look at this. This is what fucking happens, man. My God. Let's read it. New York Fox 5 NY. A 6-year-old Costa Rican boy. Costa Rican? Was rescued by a U.S. Border Patrol agent after he was abandoned on a border road in Arizona on Tuesday evening. The agents discovered the boy just north of the border west of Lukeville. In temperatures over 100 degrees, the child claimed that he was dropped off by his uncle and that Border Patrol would pick him up. Agents say the boy said he was on his way to see his mother in the U.S. They say that the child was found in good condition. He was taken to Tucson. I am just fucking up today, God. I'm so sorry. I apologize. To be checked out and processed. It was unclear what would happen to him next. The Border Patrol says the incident highlights the dangers faced by migrants at the hands of smugglers. Children in particular are extremely vulnerable, not only to exploitation, but also to the elements in the environment. They added that Arizona's desert is a merciless environment for those unprepared for its remote, harsh terrain and unpredictable weather. My God. It's sad, man. You know what? It is sad. It's very sad. Okay? It is. But you know what? If you're breaking the law, you're breaking the law. You should have better judgment. I mean, really, it's just better judgment. It's really just better judgment. And yes, the laws play into effect, because if the laws were a bit more stricter, then you wouldn't have these parents from Mexico and all these other places just taking chances with putting their kids and their own lives in the hands of smugglers. It happens all the time, man. It happens all the time. You get a train full of... I mean, where I'm from, I'm not going to tell you where I'm from, but where I'm from, you see it all the time. I mean, just this a while back, trailer full of immigrants, semi-truck trailer, dead bodies. Not only that, you can look up stories about how they smuggle them in through trains and the trailers or cargo containers, whatever they're called. I'm pretty sure they have a specific name. I don't know it. But these holders, hangers, whatever the fuck, where at a certain checkpoint, a coyote smuggler, whatever, trafficker, is supposed to come and unlock the container for these immigrants. And oftentimes where they're supposed to unlock the containers, they get spooked, they really just get spooked. It's not even really anybody's watching them. They just get spooked. They think somebody's watching them. And, well, they don't want to get caught because they don't want to go to jail because they are making money and they have a family as well and they don't want to lose anything. So, you know, your life is nothing to them. But where they get spooked or cops do come and still they get spooked and they just leave. And these containers, who knows where they're going to? They can go wherever. They don't get checked right away. And one story in particular that I actually listened to on is either CBS or NBC, one of them. You know, a smuggler, trafficker got spooked. The train kept going. The people inside, obviously, who knows what they were thinking? They just heard the train going and going and going. They never were able to get out. You know, eventually, you get sleepy and you end up wondering, like, holy shit, I'm going to sleep in here tonight. That's what it's supposed to happen. And then it's the next day. And then, you know, you just start going crazy and it's hot and you're basically suffocating. You're dying. You're being cooked to death in the heat. And they don't fucking care. These are the risks they take getting in. You know, it's even more crazy and a little bit, I mean, and sad as well as, you know, trafficking happens because it's allowed to happen, especially here in the United States, because it's one of our, you know, sex trafficking, child trafficking. If you don't believe me, look into it. Go look at what Craig Sawyer's doing. That motherfucker's badass, man. Craig Sawyer and the motherfucking cut. Exposing these child trafficking rings and things like that. And I always say everything is connected because everything is connected. Look into occult and Satanism, things like that. Into child trafficking rings and things like that. And from there, we go into pedophiles and political affiliations and corporate affiliations, and then go into who owns those corporations or banks or whatever. And you'll be there for days and hours, years, just researching and figuring out and trying to untangle the web. I've done it and I'm still doing it, and I'm not going to stop doing it because I know the globalists are out there. I know the elite are out there thinking less of us, shitting on us, treating us like shit, killing us. And I'm going to expose them. And hopefully you help us out too. You spread the word. You share the links. Because we've already been suspended from Twitter once. It can happen again with this new... Just look at what's going on with the UN and the EU, them trying to kill the internet. It's sad because, you know, her words is just starting and they're going to kill the internet basically already. But that's going to be it for today. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you guys like the new mic. Be on the lookout. We'll try to get the interface that me and Tim can be chopping it up together here. It's not just me by myself. Hopefully you're not bored. Maybe you like it. Maybe you don't. Leave us some feedback. At HurtWords3 on Twitter and Instagram. Watch us on YouTube. Subscribe. Send us an email, man. HurtWords@gmail.com. HurtWords with the Z. Peace out, guys. Hurt Nation. I love you guys. Have a good one. Keep that head up. Get hurt. Stay hurt. Get even more hurt. Remember, you're never alone. Don't let the anxiety get to you. Don't let stress consume you. Don't let the fear eat away at you. I know I said that a little bit backwards, but it's all true. Don't let it get to you. Keep that head up. You're a human being. That's fine. Think about it. Take some time. Take a deep breath. Think it out. Hurt Nation. Peace out.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.